You can have personal and business enlightenment in just 3 days. That's the claim from Olivia Stefanino in her new book, Be Your Own Guru. And the place to start is by loving yourself.
It's about becoming more consciously aware, I think. It's about making the decision to look at yourself consciously, see what's going on in your life, and perhaps even look at the things that have happened to you in the past. Very often it's the things, you know, that have troubled us as children that are still hampering us today and causing or setting up patterns, if you like, that are playing out awkwardly or negatively in our current lives.
Now, if we do think something through and think, yeah, you know what, I have got a bit of an issue around that, how do you then get rid of it?
Well, I think if you're aware that there's an issue, that's a good start. The way to resolve it is to decide to forgive yourself or the other person for whatever it was that happened, because forgiveness really is the key that sets you free to have the future that you want. Because all the time that you're not in that sort of state of forgiveness, then you're really holding on to all the negativity in your head. And very often you can be angry with somebody while, you know, they're off playing golf or something. So it's about forgiving yourself and choosing to accept the situation as it was and then letting it go and moving on.
Now, again, that sounds very easy to do, but is that can be quite difficult in practice? Is it something that you have to work on over a long period of time?
Personally, I don't think that time really is a healer. I think it just puts distance between, you know, what happened and where you are now. It's about making a decision. And if you make the decision to forgive and you do that from your heart, then you can do it in an instant.
And once you've done the forgiveness process, what comes next?
Well, I think then it's about deciding what it is that you want to have in life. And I think it's really important to realise that what you're for strengthens you and what you're against weakens you. And that's why it's important to have goals in life. So you've got an idea of where you're going, what it is that you want to create in life, you know, even having a whole sort of vision for the whole of your life, if you like. Most people don't have goals. Most people are focusing on what they don't want to happen or what they're afraid of, like not having enough money or not having a relationship. And what you think about is what you create. So if you're focused on what you don't want to have, then you get more of it.
And one of the things you talk about is your intuition. Does that tie into the whole goal setting and visualizing your future?
Well, we all have intuition anyway, or are able to access it. And I think if you can use your intuitive right brain sort of alongside your logical left brain, then that enables you to create the vision of your whole life, sort of in a kind of balance, if you like. If you only bring logic into life, then you tend to keep yourself smaller, whereas intuition allows you to see the bigger picture and to believe that things are possible.
Do you think it really matters what goals we set ourselves?
I think what's important is that you feel really fired up and excited by them and that they're your goals and not someone else's. And I've seen far too many clients who've been living out the lives that their parents have expected them to live rather than the ones that, you know, make their own heart sing. So make sure you're living your goals and not someone else's.
And what about if you've got one of those goals which kind of everyone's telling you about? That's really nice that you've got it, but you know what? It's pretty unrealistic. Should you be realistic in your goals, or can you just be completely ridiculous?
I think you need to be realistic, but also allow yourself to dream. And, you know, realistic means, am I going to be able to fly to the moon? Probably not. But if another human being can do it, then it's possible. We tend to keep ourselves much smaller than we need to.
That's Olivia Stefanino. Her book, Be Your Own Guru, is published by Capstone.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.